Okay, so we're now on to advanced level nested loops. And as you may have guessed already, an advanced nested loop looks pretty much the same as an intermediate nested loop. It's just that you're again adding refinements to the whole thing. The first refinement is to do with the transprocessor that you're using. Although in the previous one, in the intermediate nested loop, you already started using transprocessors, as part of the suggestions at the bottom of the change pyramid, if you like, at the bottom of the nested loops, you're going to now add transprocessors into the actual stories themselves so that each story runs through a particular transprocess all by itself. Now, you don't have to have all stories do this, but you can make sure that some of the stories actually become bits of change work whilst at the same time leading to the next story and setting up another bit of change again. So this is how you have stories all backing each other up and creating a very powerful impact. Of course, it's still using an emotional theme, so you have the emotional roller coaster writing as well. Now, these transprocessors, in effect, format the unconscious mind. They create a kind of skeleton inside the mind that all other experiences will be hung on, so you'll know what shape it'll be by the time they come to the end. So you can use these transprocessors to format the unconscious mind as a way of seeding suggestions, or as a way of actually resolving whatever problems were there in the first place. You can do this in many different ways. You can use any of the vehicles that we talked about before. For example, you could use a metaphorical resolution. So the story has the same kind of shape as the problem or the situation that the person happens to find themselves in. And when we come on to the demonstration of nested loops in action, I will actually demonstrate all those things to you. You can also use it to pre-teach certain things, to get people set up to succeed in certain ways by explaining them in a very indirect sort of way the procedure they have to go through, the mental and physical steps they need to take in order to come to a successful conclusion in whatever things you're doing. So a salesperson may want to run someone through the whole sales process, the forms they have to fill in, the stamps they've got to take, the payments they've got to make, and all those different things which normally might overload a new client, and bit by bit train them to understand what the sales process will involve by the stories that they tell. A teacher, on the other hand, or a new manager, may want to educate his new team or his students into being better at the actual tasks they have to do. In other words, they'll learn the information they have to be able to use before they know they're learning it. And again, stories can do this for you by providing a learning experience of something that they've had no experience of before. Then when they actually get to cover the topic, it seems familiar, and they go, oh, I know. And suddenly their intuition's already set, because the unconscious mind is thinking in a particular direction which you've set up with your stories in advance. So the learning curve becomes much sharper because it's a lot easier for them to pick the information up because it's already been pre-taught. So these are some of the ways that you can use the transprocessors within a story. Now, when you get to the central part, the place where you would do your hypnotic suggestions, the change work, if you like, the other thing you're going to add in this point, as well as using the normal transprocessors that the intermediate loops were using, you're going to add also the post-hypnotic suggestion protocol. Now, the post-hypnotic suggestion protocol, again, you'll discover on CD 11 on conversational transformulas. And this is a very powerful way of getting people to do certain behaviors at certain automatic cues, so that even when you're not there, they're sure to execute the same behaviors regardless of whether you're there to remind them or not. The final thing that you're going to add is something you're going to add to the way that you close your loops. When you're closing your loops, of course, you're going to close the stories and you're going to kind of seal the amnesia. You're going to begin to allow the amnesia to take part by making each story complete and finishing each level one at a time. Now, a very nice thing to weave into this stage is a future memory process. Again, this will be covered more in more detail on CD 11, on conversational transformulas. But in essence, to give you a preview, in essence, the future memory process takes someone by the hand and guides them through an imaginary future where all the skills, all the changes, all the things that the entire hypnotic process that you've been focusing on is about, has been actualized. So the person gets a genuine experience of what it will be like to live in a world where all these things have happened. So a salesperson may do a future memory process of a client happily going through the sales process, having happily negotiated the sales process, now being back at home with the car or the TV or whatever it is they happen to have bought, and being happy with it so that they don't have any buyer's remorse. A teacher may well take a student by the hand and take him through a future memory of what happens after the exam has been successfully passed. So a future memory process is a very powerful way of creating a presupposition of success. And this way, if you assume success, the unconscious mind will assume that it has to do all the things in order to make it happen. It's a very powerful process. So experiment with it and use it properly.